And now on to a productive pet, a ferret. Here in California, it's illegal to own a ferret, but now one group is organizing to change that, and Rory Johnston has this report.
That's the sound of a ferret talking. I met some of these very slender, slinky, mink-like animals recently at an undisclosed location in Southern California, a meeting place for a group that calls itself Ferrets Anonymous. They're anonymous because to own a ferret in California is illegal. But according to this FA member, who calls herself Claudia T., they shouldn't be.
They're just a wonderful animal. They're great for people who are in apartments because they don't bark, they don't meow, they're very quiet animals. They're very curious, and if nothing else, never underestimate a ferret, because if you don't think they can get someplace, they can. If you don't think they can get out, they can. They like to steal things and hide things, and as someone I was talking to yesterday, his car keys, he finally had to put them way up high because the ferret kept stealing them. I think he should have put them up high after the first time, but, you know, we train slowly, too.
But California's Department of Fish and Game takes a different view of these ferrets. The department's wildlife biologist, Ron Jurek, explained the state's concerns about the animal.
Well, it's a predator and has a high need for feeding on wild prey. Very short digestive system, high need to kill other animals. And so if it were to get into the wild environment, whether it was sterile or not, it could start feeding on any kind of animal that lives on or near the ground, rodents, the mountain beaver, any kind of ground nesting bird. Some of our ground nesting birds are endangered species, like the California least tern along the California coastline.
Faith, another member of Ferrets Anonymous, sees things very differently.
Ferrets are a highly domesticated animal. They've been domesticated for longer than the house cat. And when a ferret accidentally gets out of their house, they are just about zero threat to any other living creature. They have no hunting instincts whatsoever to speak of. They are absolutely helpless against coyotes, foxes, dogs, cars. Everything in their environment is a threat to ferrets. And even though the Fish and Game Department claims that they are a threat to wildlife, they have absolutely zero proof of any hazard that's ever happened to any wildlife in the state of California from any ferret.
But Fish and Game wildlife biologist Ron Jurek has argued that in New Zealand, ferrets are killing the national bird, the kiwi. Ferrets Anonymous members argue that that ferret is a different kind of ferret from the ones in California. One California lawmaker, State Senator Dee Dee Alpert, Democrat from San Diego, takes a pro-ferret stance, and she's introduced a bill to change the law.
It's our understanding that there's somewhere between maybe 100,000 and 500,000 ferrets that already live in the state. And so we think that legalizing them just makes better sense. We would then guarantee that they would be neutered or spayed, that they would have their rabies vaccinations. We could actually, I think, do a much better job controlling the ferrets if we legalize them.
That's music to the ears of Ferrets Anonymous members. But here's the hitch. Several bills have already been introduced in the state of California in the past, and all have failed. For Day to Day, I'm Rory Johnston.